My name is Nella DiPaolo. I was born in Italy, and I came to this country when I was 13 years old. Well, I grew up in Italy, and we were farmers. We worked very hard. See, we worked in the fields, and my mom was very tough because my dad was never around because he didn't want to, I guess, be a farmer. So he went to Belgium and Germany, and that's where he worked. And every 18 months, he'll come back to the farm. And every 9 months, one of us were reborn. There was five of us, three girls and two boys. In 1970, my dad, he came to the United States. When he came, he couldn't bring the whole family together. So he came and brought my older sister. After 2 years, he did decide to bring the rest of the family here. And my mom, she didn't want to come here. So all she knew is how to farming. I remember one day we went home from school and we saw my mom was on top of the porch outside crying. And we said, why are you crying? I mean, who died? I mean, which animal? Because over there, if you lose an animal, it's more than if you lose a person. And she said, no one died. The papers came. We got to go to America. Me and my siblings threw the books up in the air. We were laughing, jumping up and down. Yeah, we're leaving. We're leaving. We're going to the United States. We're going to America. Well, my mom beat us up. 1972, my mom with four kids, we came here. I remember when we first got off the plane, I saw lights in Italy in the farm, and now they have it. By 1972, there's no lights on the street like we have here. I mean, you could walk on the street and you can see yourself. Seven of us lived in a two-bedroom apartment for about a year. We all went to work right away. Every one of us, all the siblings. My brothers did the newspaper. My mom went to work at West Penn. I went to work at King's Donuts, used to be here in Bloomfield. I used to go glaze the donuts early in the morning. So anyway, we all worked. We all put the money together. Then my dad and my mom bought a house. It was three bedroom. So we went to school. So, okay, we went to the Immaculate Conception in Bloomfield. But we did not know any English whatsoever. They put me on the sixth grade, me and my brother. Sixth grade. I was 13 years old. We kept the seat warm. And then we go out for lunch in the playground at the school, and these big kids were like, will push us. They would say, go back home, Dagos. What are you doing here? Go home. Go back home, Dagos. We just stood there, like, let them pick on us, push us. They spit on us. And every day we'd go home and we'd beg my parents to go back in Italy. And one day in the playground, one kid pushed me and I hit my head on the fence that they had there. My brother, he punched this kid and he broke his nose. I mean, we took as far as we could, but enough is enough. Then in the evening, we had to go to the priest house, the parents, us, whoever was involved with it. And there was a teacher there. And she said, if you're willing to learn English, I'm willing to stay up 1 hour after school and I will teach you English. We said, fine. That's wonderful. Do it. Let's do it. So that's how I learned English. So whenever I had kids, now I have six grandchildren, which are there in college. And I always told them, never, never put anybody down. Always, if you can, help somebody, especially from another country, because their life is so hard. That's why we came to the United States, to better herself, to work at it, not to be prejudiced, not to hate people, to do the best you can to survive in this country. I became an American citizen. And I did not renounce my birth from Italy, but I have them both, American and Italian. From five kids, we're up to 42 people. When we get together in the holidays, it's like a lot of people. I always thank God that I'm here in the United States. I love this country. Italy is my birth country, but America is my roots. This is where my roots are.